KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny, warm, and windy today, a high around 68, winds southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Because of the warm and very dry conditions, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for extreme fire danger in effect from noon until 6 p.m. today for those counties along and south of Interstate 80, including Cass County. We look forward to be fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this morning by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. In Southwest Iowa news, two people were injured when two pickups collided head-on Friday in Montgomery County. The State Patrol reports a 2001 Ford F-150 driven by 19-year-old Cammie Conrad of Red Oak was traveling southbound on D Avenue. At around 6:20 a.m. at the same time, a 1998 Chevy S10 driven by 30-year-old Jacob Woods of Shenandoah was traveling northbound. The vehicles collided just below the crest of a hill. Woods was not wearing a seatbelt. Conrad and Woods were each flown by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. The accident remains under investigation. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, and the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency. And a traffic stop late Friday morning in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Red Oak police say 59-year-old Dennis Edward Elliott of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:15 a.m. for OWI first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. Elliott was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Iowa 3rd District Democratic Representative Congresswoman Cindy Axne on Friday announced a new grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration, or EDA, to facilitate the hiring of a disaster recovery coordinator for flood-affected counties in southwest Iowa. The $180,000 award goes to help the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, based in Atlantic, to establish a coordinator who will implement long-term strategic plans that will assist recovery efforts in counties in southwest Iowa that include Fremont, Harrison, and Shelby. According to the EDA, the grant will cover 80% of the costs of establishing and filling the coordinator's position. The new recovery coordinator will help to create a stable economic climate for business attraction and retention, as well as improving the well-being of the region's citizens when faced with potential devastating disasters, which will help spur business and social redevelopment in the region. Well, if you ever wanted to grow your own succulents instead of purchasing them, or wondered why certain plants flourished in your yard while others perish, or even dreamed of growing masses of blooms or veggies using your small deck, patio, or raised bed, then today, this morning actually, is your chance to learn all about growing. Cass County Master Gardeners are giving you the opportunity to receive short, small group learning sessions on those topics and many others during the lightning learning portion of the Spring Garden Seminar. The seminar, Garden Inspiration Old and New, is taking place at the Cass County Community Center. Master Gardener Jan Steffen said the lightning learning portion of the seminar gives participants the opportunity to move around and visit 10-minute demonstrations on a variety of topics. They've been popular at seminars before, and they're excited to bring them back for 2020. Topics for the lightning learning sessions include hosta highlights, propagating succulents, small space gardening, and what's new at the garden centers, soil testing, seed lending libraries, faux finish pot painting, and more. And this fast, fun-filled portion of the seminar, she says, will last an hour with participants choosing the topics they want to participate in. Steffen says that with a variety of topics offered, everyone should find inspiration for their garden. Garden Inspiration, Old and New, is a half-day seminar designed to help discover what's new in the garden and heirlooms that continue to delight gardeners. In addition to the aforementioned lightning learning sessions, participants will hear from two guest speakers. To start the day, Kathy Johnson, owner of local business Flowers for You, will share her insight into growing cut flowers, knowledge of floral design, and tips for selecting and growing flowers for your own bouquets. The second speaker is Cody Egan from the Seed Savers Exchange in Decorah. Cody will teach attendees about heirloom plants and how to preserve them. He believes that heirloom seeds have the ability to reconnect us to a specific time and place, a certain soil and season during which that seed and the memories associated with it were grown. Now, the Garden Inspiration Old and New Seminar will take place at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Doors open at 8:30, and a light continental breakfast will be served. The program begins at 9 and will conclude by around 12:30. The cost for the seminar, including your continental breakfast and refreshments, is just $20. A schedule and registration form are available online at the Cass County Extension Office or at this Extension Office. The online address is www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. And officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers say the big upstream reservoirs on the Missouri River are ready for spring snowmelt and possible flooding. Corps Engineer Mike Swenson and the Omaha office said they have already hit their flood storage goals and are starting to cut back flows from Gavin's Point Dam upriver from Sioux City.
Gavin's Point releases averaged a record 34,800 CFS in February. Releases were decreased from 38,000 to 35,000 CFS earlier this week.
Corps officials say releases will fluctuate up and down frequently as ahead into spring as part of an aggressive strategy to maintain flood storage space for as long as possible.
As the plain snowpack continues to melt, releases will be adjusted as needed based on reservoir system and downstream conditions. Releases will remain above average as conditions allow in order to maintain more flood storage for a longer period of time.
The Corps reports snowpack in the mountains of Montana and Wyoming is now over 100% of normal. Officials say runoff has contributed to rises on downstream river levels with the potential to cause setbacks to levee repairs while cutting back releases from the Gavin's Boyd Dam should take the peak off of the higher river stages. In the funeral announcements, Mary Simons, age 86, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Mary Simons will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. David T. Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died last Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for David Smith will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Margaret Iltz, age 96, of Council Bluffs and formerly of rural Cumberland, died Monday. Funeral services for Mary Iltz will be today at 11 a.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Everett Nelson, age 94, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Everett Nelson will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kathy Kalkoff, age 80, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Regional Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Kathy Kalkoff will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Dennis Immel, age 80, of Adair, died March 2nd in Texas. Memorial services for Dennis Immel will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Glenn A. Stumberg, age 62, of Menlo, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Stu Stumberg will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Valjean Lehman, age 57, of Griswold, died Wednesday at his home. A private family graveside service for Valjean Lehman will be held in the Pleasant Township Cemetery south of Griswold. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Max Skellinger, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Max Skellinger will be held Tuesday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.